This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with the final installment of our winter book series. Today we'll meet Charles Blackstone, author of Vintage Attraction, a novel about love, wine, and marriage. Charles Blackstone, welcome to Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan.
This story contains autobiographical elements. It's about a University of Illinois, Chicago English professor named Peter Hapworth, who falls in love with a TV sommelier or wine steward named Isabel Conway, or Izzy. Charles, you were an English professor at UIC, and your former wife, Alpana Singh, is a sommelier and the former host of Check Please on public television. I understand your courtship with Alpana began with in a way similar to that of your characters, Hapworth and Izzy. How did you meet Alpana?
I heard some whisperings about, you know, this TV show that reviewed restaurants in Chicago. I didn't have cable. And then one day I moved and found a legal cable, as the character does, actually. And as the character said, I turned on the TV and, you know, saw this person, and I felt for some reason that we could know each other or should. And then, you know, sought to get on the show, which I didn't get to do, but did get to meet her. And so we began drinking wine together.
This might be a good time, then, for you to read the part of the book where the narrator, Peter Hapworth, finally watches an episode of the TV show Vintage Attraction. Feel free to introduce it, and we'll talk after that.
So, as, you know, kind of like where I was around the time I met a sommelier from TV, the character is an adjunct professor, so his life isn't really going anywhere, but he's, for some reason, drawn to this this program and this person he sees. The first time I saw Vintage Attraction, shortly after discovering I was getting cable, I was struck. Izzy was answering in medium shot a complex question about how it is white wine can be made from red grapes, and somehow it felt like she was talking directly to me. Absurd as it was to think, I was suddenly overtaken by the notion that she and I could know each other. I didn't know how, I didn't know why, it just seemed possible. She was a conceptualist, just like I was, but her ideas were more than just fancies, bound to the province of dreams. She was taking it somewhere, doing something with what she dreamt. Isabel Conway wasn't just pouring wine into people's glasses. She poured wine into consciousness, into the world.
Now, after this, Hapworth crafts a cleverly worded email to Izzy, and charmed, she responds, inviting him to an event where she introduces wines meant to go with various dishes prepared by the bistro where she works, a restaurant owned by a corpulent French chef named Dominique. After the event, the three of them go out to dinner, and Izzy becomes more and more attracted to Hapworth. She and Hapworth ditch Dominique to get a late-night drink together. And while they're having drinks, we, the readers, understand that this is the moment where Hapworth has to impress her. Describe how he impresses her.
He's come up with this idea that he's a conceptualist. And what that basically means is he imagines these restaurants, usually based on puns. He likes puns. But he's found that he can kind of entertain some dates by sharing some of these example restaurants.
Remind me some of the clever titles. He's reeling off these punny restaurant names, and I just thought they were great. Delicious, in fact.
Yeah. You know, I find myself doing this too. He gives some of his greatest hits are, I Have a Beef with You, which is Civil Procedure in Steakhouse. For the Hitchcock fan who has a predilection for overly salty meats, Pork by Pork West, where even the menu comes wrapped in bacon, and the Sushi Bar Meets Strip Club Pandora's Bento Box, which I'm surprised does not exist. It'd probably be perfect for Twitter.
It probably would be. I hope you've copyrighted these names.
Because I'd love to see a restaurant opened up called Pork by Pork West.
Now, after this late-night drinks session, a whirlwind courtship follows, and in a few weeks, Hapworth and Izzy are married. Then the exes reappear.
Yes.
Hapworth's ex, Talia, and Izzy's former boyfriend, Pacer Rosengrant, become a source of tension for the newlyweds. Describe each of these characters and how they work their way back into Hapworth's and Izzy's life.
Well, so Hapworth, he has this fiction writer student that ends up getting into the University of Iowa for grad school, and Talia eclipses him creatively, professionally, but he, you know, has this this interlude with her, you know, prior to her leaving. She does come back to town briefly, and This is, of course, after he's gotten married and moved in with Izzy, so that presents a little bit of a dilemma.
And Pacer Rosengrant is studying to be a master of wine. Now, we meet Rosengrant after Hapworth and Izzy are married. Hapworth has been away for about 24 hours, and he comes back early in the morning and finds this stranger, Rosengrant, in bed, in the master bedroom, alone. Izzy presumably has already left for work. And there's this confrontation between Hapworth and Rosengrant, and Rosengrant says, I came here to study with Izzy. I'm studying for the Master of Wine test, and I needed Izzy's help. Very awkward moment.
Yeah, definitely if you're, you know, feeling insecure about your relationship, finding the ex-boyfriend partially clothed in your apartment probably is not going to help you get much confidence.
Now, Hapworth's suspicions about Izzy and Rosengrant cause Izzy to become increasingly annoyed and insulted, and their marriage grows colder and colder. But the two travel together to a wine and food event on the Greek island of Santorini. This trip becomes the make-or-break moment for the couple. I don't want to give too much away, but winemaking and the enjoyment of wine become important symbols in the relationship between Izzy and Hapworth, which leads me to ask you, what can wine and how we relate to wine show us about human relationships, including marriage?
I think there's just so many interesting parallels. You know, there are the wines that people have had and are recognizable, and then, you know, you gravitate in that direction, you know, sometimes just because it's easier than going off and looking for something new, you know, the fewer risks involved. But for the people that do take, you know, some risks, then the rewards are often there. And I think similarly in love.
Charles Blackstone, I can't let you go without asking you what you'll uncork tonight.
Well, it's Monday night, so I think, you know, no better time to open a bottle of sparkling wine. So Cava from Spain is fun and festive, and, you know, it can make Monday just as much of the weekend as Friday or Saturday.
Cava, one of the wines featured early on during it,
yes,
in your book. Charles Blackstone is the author of Vintage Attraction, which is now out in paperback at WNIJ.org. You can hear him read another excerpt from his novel. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.